House Democrats have filed an impeachment resolution against President Trump. The resolution blames Trump for inciting an insurrection with remarks he made last Wednesday. Democrats specifically pointed to this moment from President Trump's rally that day.
We fight like hell. And if you don't fight like hell, you're not going to have a country anymore.
Trump's words just hours before a mob smashed and looted the Capitol building. The House will vote on impeachment Wednesday. NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell joins us now. And Kelsey, tell us more about this impeachment resolution. What does it say?
Yeah, it's one single article, and it's incitement of insurrection. It details Trump's actions in rallying his supporters, what we heard there and some additional moments from his speech, and spreading misinformation about the election, as well as his call to the Georgia Secretary of State. They refer to that as an attempt to overturn the election. Democrats say it all amounts to an attempt to interfere with congressional constitutional duty and subverts the president's duties as president. The article is very short. It's just 4 pages. And it ends by saying Trump acted in a manner that is grossly incompatible with self-governance and the rule of law. But it's garnering tremendous support from House Democrats. More than 200 co-sponsors have signed on. And House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer told reporters in the Capitol just a little bit ago that he expects a vote could happen Wednesday and that he would like to see it move quickly to the Senate.
And this is really already the second major development of the day, because this morning House Democrats also tried to adopt a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from power. Now, that measure failed, but we're expecting a vote on it tomorrow. So what exactly happened, Kelsey?
Right. So Democrats brought up the measure in a way that would have required unanimous approval to move forward. They knew fairly well that at least one Republican would object, which is exactly what happened. Pelosi told her members in a letter yesterday that she was giving Pence 24 hours after that objection to respond, before she was going to hold another vote on that measure. Basically, she wants Pence to take action between now and tomorrow to start the process of removing Trump from office without Congress having to intervene. You know, Democrats have insisted that it would be best for the country if Trump would either leave on his own or if Pence and his cabinet would take action. It would take a vote of the majority of the cabinet for that to happen, though, and we haven't seen signs that that's an imminent development of any kind. So, barring some action from Pence, the House is expected to move to formally compel Pence to act, which is, again, kind of mostly a symbolic vote. But like I said, Democrats want to show that they did whatever they could to try to get the White House to act without congressional intervention. But they plan to move pretty quickly to the impeachment resolution that was introduced today.
I see. So they're giving Pence this opportunity, but there's no indication that he will actually take it. And so if he doesn't, Kelsey, House members will move to impeach the president. Again, no president has ever been impeached twice. Would any Republicans sign on to that effort?
Yeah, the main sponsor, David Cicilline, says he expects they will have GOP support for impeachment, but there are no Republican co-sponsors right now. I mean, there are plenty of Republicans who are very, very upset with the president's actions. They feel that the president cannot remain in office, but they have been quite quiet. We've heard from a small number of Republicans who have been willing to speak out. People come to mine is Pat Toomey, the retiring senator from Pennsylvania, and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Mitt Romney of Utah, and a number of House members. But this is a very difficult situation for them to be in. It is a moment where they will be asked in the next couple of days to go on record, at least House Republicans, in at least 2 votes opposing the president and saying that he needs to be removed from office. It will be a very, very public display of whether or not the party is holding with Trump or if they are holding, you know, together with other members of Congress who feel outraged about what happened last week.
Sure. And if articles of impeachment then move to the Senate for a trial, it would trigger a lengthy process, which we're all very familiar with from the trial just less than a year ago. You know, senators would be sitting on the Senate floor 6 days a week. This would be after Biden's inauguration. And you know, Democrats just fought so hard in Georgia, Kelsey, to win control of the Senate. I wonder if they have any concern that going down the impeachment path again could interfere with the first weeks of President Biden's legislative agenda.
There certainly are those concerns. But as I talk to Democrats, they say they're also deeply concerned about the possibility of Trump being allowed to leave office without facing any real consequences for what happened. They say that they need to act and they don't feel that they have any other choice. They also would like very much for the Senate to vote to convict, because after a vote for conviction, there would be the opportunity to vote for by the Senate to say that Trump can never hold federal office again. And Democrats say they want that to be done. They want to make sure that Trump can't ever run again, as he has suggested he might.
Sure. So there's maybe one reason for Democrats to move forward. On the other hand, they may also have to think about whether moving down the impeachment road again will inflame an already very partisan Congress. That's NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Thanks, Kelsey.
Thanks for having me.